Now, how exactly did you get in contact with the DMV to start straightening this whole mess out?
Went down to the office.
Did you see you owed $5,000 right there?
No.
So you said,
I didn't owe $5,000 all to one place. See, I had to pay some tickets down in Santa Cruz. I had to pay some more tickets in San Jose. I had to pay some tickets in Alameda County.
Speeding tickets or something?
No, just tickets related to accidents and towing and all this shit that happened while I was gone in Michigan.
Accidents?
Well, yeah, you know, the accidents that I had way back when. Like the one in my Polara.
Oh, Firebird?
The one in the Firebird. Well, no, I didn't have an accident in the Firebird.
Oh, yeah, just died.
Yeah, just kind of died.
There were two in the Polara.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nasty.
But as a result of that first accident in the Polara, they were reviewing my ability to have a driver's license because they wanted to know if the accident was caused by my epilepsy.
Ah.
Which it was not.
Uh-huh.
But they never had a chance to get back to me because I didn't file that change of address form.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So they couldn't contact you because you had no current address.
Right. And so they sent a letter out to me, and then obviously it got returned. And so as a result, they sent me a ticket. And that ticket was for not filing a change of address form, which seems totally absurd because obviously they don't have my address.
And if they sent you the ticket, it obviously wouldn't get to you.
Right, so of course the ticket got returned. So that meant that they had to send me a subpoena to come to court.
Uh-huh.
So they sent that to the same address and that got returned, and then I found myself faced with a very huge fine for not showing up in court to a court trial that I never knew anything about.
Oh my goodness.
Shit, now I have to go the other way over this fence. You can do it.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Brent.
You almost flew over the fence. Jeez.
My goodness. So, they sent you a letter, they sent you a ticket, they sent you a summons, they sent you a subpoena.
Yes.
And then you were screwed because you had this big ass fine.
Because I didn't know anything about it until 2 years later when I came back.
2 years later.
Was there any way you could file for being too poor to pay this off and needing your driver's license?
No. The DMV doesn't do a flying fuck if you're too poor. Now, the courthouse will care. The courthouse will listen to you. Well, depending on what county it is.
Ah.
But the DMV does not care. If you owe them $1,200, that's it. You owe them $1,200, that's all there is to it. If you don't pay it, you don't drive. Because they are not a court of law or anything. They're basically like a private agency. They can make whatever rules they want. What's that?
Did you take it to the courts or did you just...
No, I didn't.
Bend over and hand them the vessel.
That's pretty much it.
Evil.
There's not much that I could do. I can't afford a lawyer.
Yeah.
They had this problem, though, that you had epilepsy. They still wanted proof that you could drive even if you got your license back.
That's right.
So how in the world did they go about trying to prove that you were suited to get a license?
Well, they can't prove it. I just went to my doctor and had him write a letter saying that in his opinion, I am suitable to drive.
And what did you do with this letter?
I had that letter sent from
DMV.
That must
have cost you a pretty penny.
No, actually, it wasn't too much. I have a really good doctor. He only charged me $15 to write that for me.
Cool.
I think he kind of sympathizes because his wife has epilepsy.
Ah.